Welcome to Rochester Perspective. I'm Marty Casper, a couple of guests in the studio this morning. One, Jeff Sinzabach, the president and CEO of EPINY, Empowering People's Independence, and Amer Armbruster, a runner who was diagnosed with epilepsy a few years ago. You guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Is this? I know you've been, you're an old pro now at doing interviews since this really cool thing that you did last year that was became like a Pied Piper of trail runners. Let's talk about this. First off, Jeff, tell us about EPINY, what's going on, and then we're going to get into this big event that's coming up on June 16th at Mendon.
Sure. EPI is a human service agency. We serve people with developmental disabilities, brain injuries, and epilepsy. Our epilepsy services, which this trail run would benefit, we rely on donors to get the revenue to provide services. We provide a camp for children, for adults. We do education events. We prep teens for adult life. We provide support groups and a whole host of things, but we wouldn't be able to do any of it if we weren't able to raise funds through events like this.
Okay. Amer, tell us your story. What happened with you and why did you get involved in this trail running thing?
So I got epilepsy when I was 12 or so, and I had a grand mal seizure, which is the main seizure people recognize, at school. So that was kind of a shock.
And that must have been scary.
Yeah.
Were you in class?
I think it was right after school. And to me, I don't exactly know what's going on when a seizure is happening or right before or after. But when a friend or a family member sees it, it can be scary.
I can imagine it would be terrifying. Now, were you with your friends?
I think there were a couple people around at the time, but I don't really know for sure what was going on. Because
don't really remember.
Yeah, my mind was just away.
That's scary. Now, Jeff, you can, I'm sure, attest to the fact that when a seizure does happen, people do get freaked out. They're like, oh my God, what's happening? What can I do to help? Do you guys do anything at EPINY to let people know of signs, symptoms, and what to do in an emergency?
Yeah, there are a lot of misconceptions about what seizures are, and people show a lot of fear when people have them. So we do a lot of education events. We go into schools, we educate nurses, we educate teachers. So if somebody is in school and they have a seizure, we can bring staff in and kind of let all the people that work with the student know what to expect, what they can do, proper first aid, those kinds of things.
Wow. Now, Amer, after that happened, I'm sure your mom and dad were a little freaked out too. They weren't quite sure what was happening with you. What did happen after, you know, you came to, you realized something went on? What was the process you and your family went through?
Well, after I think this happened one more time, we realized, hey, something might be wrong.
Right.
So we went to a doctor and I was diagnosed with epilepsy, and that kind of started a journey of trying to figure out which medications to use and what's going to really solve the problem. And that was where one of the main problems arose, is the medication and the side effects really can affect things. Like, some of them just slow down my brain, so I wasn't as I wasn't able to act as I used to be. And then some of them just had different issues that affected my life even more than just having seizures.
How did it affect your life?
Well, it kind of affected my grades, and it also made it harder to train for sports, and sports are a big part of my life. So it kind of slowed down a lot of the important things that I like to do.
How did you work around that?
Well, eventually we kind of started to figure out the medication, but in the meantime, it was just kind of try and push through. If I have a seizure, sometimes I have these smaller seizures and I don't go into, I'm not on the ground, but it's just kind of my brain goes away for a second.
Right.
And that was really one of the main problems while I was still on trying to figure out the medication. And really it was just try and push through even while I'm having those.
You are one strong individual. What kind of sports did you like, or do you like?
So I'm a runner and a cross-country skier, nice. And that's kind of where the idea for the race came about. We kind of talked about doing an event, and I decided, well, hey, I'm a runner, so maybe we should do something with that. Right. And running is something I'm passionate about, and I know some places that would be great to run. And eventually we settled on this place in Menin Ponds Park, where the course is pretty challenging.
It's a tough, but Menin's not easy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of ups and downs on the course, which yep. is kind of symbolic of having epilepsy. Like, there's some, like, eventually you get back to being somewhat normal, but there's also a lot of problems throughout it.
Now, last year was the inaugural event, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people showed up last year?
I think we had about 150 runners out.
Okay. I mean, for a first-time event.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've done a lot of first-time events where we haven't had as many people as doing that. When he says it's a challenging course, I didn't run it. I just walked to get into the middle of it. And the hills and stuff on this were pretty intimidating. So I think from a trail running perspective, I think they've got a really nice option of challenge.
I mean, I've run Menden Trails many times. Devil's Bathtub, and you got the stairs you're climbing up. Should we just get out and over the next couple of weeks and really get out on those hills?
Well, you can talk about, there's three different options. So it's got kind of all skill levels. Why don't you talk about the options?
Yeah,
so there's the 10K, which we joke is for real runners, but there's
yeah,
also
5K.
There's also the 5K, which is much more, it's still very respectable. And it's, you see a lot of real runners doing that too. And then there's, this year we added in like a 1 mile fun run or walk, because there's a lot of people that want to come out, but they can't necessarily do a hill, like go uphill both ways for 5K.
It's hard.
They were thinking of people like me when they added the 1 mile fun run.
And I think people, too, get a misconception. Look, I started running much later in life. I love the trails, and I've got a 20-mile, 8-hour race in Virginia coming up in September, so I need to get out. But people think, oh, you have to run. You have to run it. You don't. Just getting out there and showing support. Walk the 1 miler. Are we talking about on the trails, or is that going to be on the road?
I think that's still going to be on the trails.
Okay.
But very flat,
so pretty.
Very easy to, yeah. So the 1 mile is designed that just about anybody could do it. And I think, and I walked the 5K last year, helping set it up. The 5K's, you know, it's got some hills and stuff, but it's more doable. And then the 10K's where the more challenging stuff are. And they're in a part of the park that's a little less traveled. So maybe if people are familiar with the park, they haven't been on some of these trails. So they get to see some pretty different stuff.
And let's face it, we're in a great time of the year right now. And it's beautiful. The 1 mile is at 9:30, and they start at 9, the 5 and 10K. It's only $35 a person, too.
Yeah. Registration's at 8 o'clock, so you can get out there early and get on with your day. You know, it doesn't take up the whole day. Last year we were in there and out of there, and by noon I think everybody was gone.
Perfect. Yeah. So, Amer, you were at Honeyoy Falls Lima High School.
Yep.
Are you still there? Or did you graduate?
Yeah, I graduate next year.
Wow. So you're an incoming senior. Do you have a lot of your friends that have come out for this race?
I think a lot of them will come out. Some of them are away, which always happens over the summer, but my friends have been very supportive over the years of me and while I'm trying to figure out all these problems, so I think a lot of them will come out and support the race.
So where are you on your journey right now? Have you got the meds pretty much figured out, and what's the process after you figure out meds and stuff like that, and programs? Are you involved with EPI?
So, really, I think I've mostly figured out the meds by now, and now a lot of it is just wait some time to figure out if they're properly working before I can decide whether or not I can drive, which is a big thing that has not been very fun to not be able to do that, watching all my friends drive and be like progress as they get older.
It's something we take for granted.
Yeah, yeah. If seizures aren't well controlled, people lose the ability to drive. And you think about if you're young, like Amer, you know, you don't get to get out with your friends. If you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, like, how do you get to work? How do you, you know, particularly yeah. in a town like this? So has a very dramatic impact on individuals, and not just the seizures and how people react, but your ability to get around, your ability to work, your ability to function in a lot of ways.
Obviously, come on at any time, and we don't know what causes it?
Yeah, you're most susceptible earlier and later in life. So, usually children will develop epilepsy or seniors will develop epilepsy. But you have, a 1 in 26 chance of having a seizure in your life. That's why we do a walk in the fall called 1 in 26.
Is that September?
That's in September. Beginning of October. It's at the end of September. Yep. First 26 days of October. But it's something that's very involved in people's life. What I want to point out about Amer, he doesn't specifically receive a lot of the services we provide, mm-hmm. but just the ability to watch this strong, independent young man like do this. He's going on the TVs on your radio station. Yeah. I couldn't have done this when I was a junior in high school. And I mean, the added challenges of having epilepsy in a person's life. And part of what we do sometimes isn't actually providing a service, but it's be a platform to support individuals on their own journey where they are. They're kind like of on their own pathway. So he probably doesn't need a lot of the services we provide, but being able to be a support and in him and his pathway. And then he's also giving back to us, which isn't a typical thing. So
yeah,
it's a really
cool.
This whole thing has been cool. And it's just been interesting watching Amer just over the last year or two, just really develop as a young man and where it'll take him as he goes through life.
I remember last year seeing you on TV and I saw there was a trail race at Mendon. How did I not know about this? I would have done it. So I'm glad that this year, a little bit ahead of the game so we can get more people out to Mendon.
Yeah, we pulled it together pretty quickly last year,
I think.
So this one was a little more planful. So hopefully we can use platforms like this to get it out and get more people signed up so we can have a good event.
Well, what, 150 last year without much fanfare going
yes.
into it. And this year,
yeah. Hoping to get at least that, if not more. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. All right, any final word before we wrap up? This 15 minutes really flies by. Any thoughts?
Well, last year we raised $70,000 for the race.
$70,000.
He's in high school. I can't do that when I'm trying to do things
either.
And other things.
I raised like $75.
Yeah.
70 grand last year. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. And I'm sure well on their way in that direction again this year. So significant. You're talking about six-figure dollar amount in a couple
wow.
of years of work.
And all that stays here.
And all that stays here. And these are programs that aren't funded any other way. So we operate these programs with the dollars that are generated. So this is a really great shot in the arm and boost to it. And for additional information on this run, you can go to our website, epiny.org. And there's a landing page and you can learn all about Seize the Day.
And it's called Seize the Day. Amir's Epilepsy Trail Run, and it's all up at the website. And any final thoughts, Amir?
Just to thank you to our presenting sponsors, the Glover Krask Foundation, All American Home Care, and Armbruster Capital Management.
Oh, I have a feeling that name's tied in somehow. Dad, perhaps? That's cool.
Well, the family has been very supportive of me through all these years. So.
And in turn, you're supportive right back to a place that helps so many people that are struggling or trying to get through day-to-day life. And thanks to you, kid, it's amazing. You are really amazing. And I hope to see you on July 16th. It's only a couple of weeks away, Jeff.
I know.
It's crazy. It's going fast.
Yep.
Warp speed engage, Captain. All right. So anyway, epiny.org is the website. There's a 5K, 10K trail race that start at 9. And the 1 mile fun run walk starts at 9:30.
Yep.
You can register at the website. $35 a person. All stays local. It may even be helping somebody you know, you guys. Get on it. And we'll see you at Mendon Ponds Park.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Thank you,
Thank
guys.
You.